that's true.
Yeah. And you put your name and what on the envelope?
Address.
And someone might come up to you, someone who can't write might come up to you and say, will you, this letter for me? Will you?
Write this letter for
and
me.
And then the envelope, will you, the person's handwriting is so bad, he's afraid the postman might not be able to read it. You might say, will you?
Address.
Yeah. Have you ever heard the expression, tobacco letter?
Not much.
All right. Now, a child comes home doing something very strange, and you might say to him, who on earth you that? Who on earth?
Trying to imitate, I guess.
Yeah, well, would you use teach you that, or learned you that, or taught you that?
Who on earth? Sometimes we said, where'd you hear that expression?
Uh-huh.
Or something like that. Way.
Okay. And a children's nickname for someone who tattles.
Big mouth.
Okay. All right. Do you ever use tattletale or tattler?
Yeah.
Now,
they say, there's a woman I don't like. She's always tattling.
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
Okay. And you go out, you might go out into your garden and, now this is the place, you're going to put these things in a vase. You might go out and
pick berries or something.
Or pluck. Yeah, berries or pluck.
Flowers.
Yeah, would you say pick or pluck flowers if you're going to?
Well, it might be more proper to say pluck, but we didn't use it
you
much.
You pick, you said. Yeah. All right. Now, something a child likes to play with, any little thing that might amuse a child would be called a...
A play pretty, I guess.
Okay. And I'd say, which one did you give me? And you say, that's the one I...
Gave you.
All right. I have three already. I have... A child just comes back and asks for another piece of candy, and you say, well, I've... You three pieces already. I've...
I don't know how to put.
You three pieces of candy. You know, he says, please whet me a piece of candy. Please
give me a piece of candy.
And you say, why, I have already
given.
Yeah, sure. And I might ask you, you might go into town to see a show, and you say, what time does the show
begin?
Yeah, and the that's right. And the man says at the counter, says, well, I'm sorry, it's already
over.
Began
an hour ago or something.
Okay. And a boy gets out on the road, and instead of walking, he what all the way to school?
He ran.
Yeah. He has...
He has... probably thumbed away.
Okay. And a person to see you, you'd say, my good friend this morning over to see me. He
visited me.
He came.
Or he contacted me.
Yeah, or he, all right. Say, did he come over this morning? You say, yes, he...
He came over.
All right. And I say, did you see that? You say, yes, I...
Saw that.
I say, I've, many times, I have
seen it
yeah,
many times.
Sure. You see, we had to take a detour because the road was all...
Muddy.
Or took.
Coast.
Yeah, they were doing construction work,
yeah.
Though, you'd say the road was all...
Torn out.
Yeah, and if you gave your wife a bracelet, you know, or something, and she thanks you for it, then you might say, go ahead and put
it on.
Yeah, and I'd say, you're scolding a child, and the child says, don't blame me, I didn't.
Do it.
Yeah.
He did it.
Yeah. And you might say to them, well, I think you both have done,
had a part in it.
Yeah, you both done. Okay. And I say, what's new? You say,
nothing.
And I say, come now, there must be
something new.
Yeah. And you say, I think I'll take a walk because it's what a nice day. It's so
quiet, isn't it?
Uh-huh. You say, I've never heard such a thing.